ओम अज्ञातिमरंदस्यांगनांगनासलकयाचक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपाकरमयं ददाति स्वपनन्तिकम्. Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder and acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Tonight in our Chant for Change series, we're going to talk about living in calm delight. A theme that we often stress is that it's important to live not by our feelings, that we don't get controlled by our circumstances, that we do not allow our emotions or our mind to get the better of us. We were never guaranteed in any scripture of the world that there would not be storms in our life, but we are guaranteed that if we keep Krishna or God first place, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, we will not be unduly disturbed by them. So you ask me, Charu, how to remain undisturbed when the phone rings at all the wrong times? How do you remain undisturbed when the balance in the checkbook is only half of what you need to pay the monthly bills? How do you remain undisturbed when the kids are not happy at school? How do you remain undisturbed when the boss is in one of his angry moods? How about when you're on your way to an important engagement and the car won't start? When the promotions won't come? When family quarrels break out? When your body gets old and develops all the concomitant aches and pains? When world terrorism is increasing? The neighbor is abusive? Sometimes it all just seems too much for us. A friend of mine had an adorable 4-year-old daughter. From her birth, he tried to do a lot of chanting, a lot of deity worship, to instill in her the sense that God or Krishna always has us in the palm of his hand, not just when things are going as we'd like them to go, but just as much, if not more, when things are happening that we don't understand. One night in his neighborhood, there was a violent thunderstorm. The lightning flashed and the thunder rumbled. It's one of those terrifying storms that forces everyone to stop and tremble just a bit. My friend ran upstairs to his daughter's room to assure her that everything would be all right. He got to her room, found her standing on the windowsill, spread-eagled against the glass. He shouted, "Honey, what are you doing?" She turned away from the flashing lightning and happily reported, "I think Krishna is trying to take my picture." Our message today is strive for stability, for consistency, for being the same day in and day out, month in and month out, year in and year out. We all have emotions. We're not denying that. We all have feelings. We're not denying that. But what we need to do is not to deny them, but we do need to manage them. Would you agree with me that too many people nowadays are ruled by their feelings, and therefore they live as if they were on a roller coaster, up when circumstances are good, down when circumstances are down? You never know what they're going to be like. They might be happy on Sunday, depressed on Tuesday, fun to be around on Wednesday, but Thursday, watch out. You just look at them wrong. They're going to jump right down your throat. It's very difficult to live with an unsteady, moody person. They're all over the board. Everybody around them tiptoes as if they were on pins and needles, having to guess what they're going to be like at any given moment. If that describes you, can I challenge you to come up higher? In the famous classic book of Plato's called The Republic, there's the story of some sailors who decided to navigate not by the stars. What they did was they hung a lamp on the bow of the ship and steered by that. In other words, they sailed wherever the wind blew them. Question is, are we also like them at the mercy of the storms of life? Or does the word of Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita provide us with insight, instruction, inward peace during the stormy parts of our journey. The Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes once said, "I find the great thing in this world is not so much where we stand as in what direction we're moving. To reach the port of heaven, we must sail sometimes with the wind and sometimes against it, but we must sail, not drift, nor lie at anchor. Do not, therefore, allow the person of bitterness or despair to prevent you from keeping on in the storms of life." If you don't make the necessary changes early on, over time, unsteadiness is going to cost you. Can I tell you, it'll cost you in relationships. It'll cost you in closed doors on your career path. It may cost you the respect of your children. It may lead to despair and destruction. When we live by our feelings, we're living handicapped. We're wasting energy. We're getting upset over things that really can't change. My request to you is don't go the next 20 years letting the same circumstances, the same thoughts, the same feelings overwhelm and upset you. Your will is stronger than your emotions. I heard about a husband and wife. They were in the living room of their house arguing. Their voices got more and more strident. Their blood pressure got up. Their faces were flushed. They were at the point that neighbors were just about to be able to overhear their conflict. And in the middle of all that, the phone rings. So the husband breaks it off, clamps his mood down, puts a lid on the volume of his voice, answers the phone as if everything was just hunky-dory. "Hello, this is the Jones residence. Can I help you?" So we know from this little vignette that it is possible to get control of your feelings. You may not feel like exercising that discipline, but do it anyway. The more that you put a clamp on your feelings and your emotions, it will be easier to do as time goes on. Thomas Jefferson famously said, "When you're on the verge of getting upset, stop and count from 1 to 10. May I suggest that you take a deep breath instead and refer to God? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hari Hari. Hari Rama, Hari Rama. Rama, Rama, Hari Hari." Now, unlike moody, inconsistent, unstable people, stable, consistent people who are the same day in and day out are a delight. They're not at all hard to get along with. They're not taking their problems out on others. I suggest you move over into their camp. Stop asking yourself what this day will be like and start telling yourself what this day will be like. This will be a good day. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to be a blessing to someone. People should be happy to see you. Oh, no, not Dad's home. I wonder what kind of a mood he's in. I wonder what he's going to be like tonight. Even if you don't feel in a good mood yourself, you should learn to discipline yourself, manage your mood, manage your emotions for your family's sake. Our attitudes rub off on people around us. The children are watching us, monitoring us day by day. They see if we've had a bad day at work, we bring it home, all the grumpiness. Then before long, when they've had a bad day at school, they also start bringing it home. It starts and stops with you. No matter what kind of a day you've had at work, take a moment, check your frustrations at the door. Some people walk in a room or they return home and everybody can feel the tension in the house, just like a membrane. That means that you brought it with you. Now, those who are disciplined in their thinking, those who are not going around dwelling on all their problems, they don't take it out on other people. They know that even though they may not feel like smiling, they may not feel like being friendly, if they manage their emotions, do it anyway, their feelings will begin to change. Fake it till you make it. Another way of putting it is faith it till you make it. And we all have problems. But we need to learn to shake them off. Because if we don't do that, they're going to drag us down, and they're going to drag everyone that we care about down with us. Krishna is willing to work with us. After all, he accompanies us as the super soul, the Paramatma Upadrashtanamarta Cha Bhurta Bhokta Maheshwaram Paramatmi Chapya Dehishmin Purusham Padahum Chitragam Chapi Marmidi Sarva Chaitra Shubhara Chitra Chigna Yattajganamatamama. Krishna is inside our hearts, our friend and well-wisher, overseer, witnesser, proprietor, and permitter. He's willing to work from the inside out, but we have to do our part and work from the outside in. What that means to say is a deeper, more meaningful, enriched life begins that when no matter how we feel or no matter what circumstances surround us, we do what's right. It all starts by controlling our tongue. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The secret of stability is humility. Founder of the chanting of Hare Krishna 500 years ago in India. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was humility personified. He said, wear this verse as it were a garland around your neck, and you will navigate all the storms of life. Trinadapi sanichana tarodapi sahishana manina manadana kirtanya sada hari. Chanting the holy names extinguishes the flames, breaks the chains, blesses the earth at large with moon-like rays, discharging waves of nectar our senses been craving since ancient days. Feeling oneself lower than the straw in the street, more tolerant than the tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, in such a state of mind of humility and consequent stability, one can chant the names of the Lord 24 hours a day. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. If you want people to respect you, you have to be willing, first of all, to give respect to them. If you want people to be kind to you, you have to, first of all, take the initiative and be kind to them. In other words, you have to give what it is that you want to get. Our attitude should be willing to offer all respects to others, devoid of all false prestige, more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree. A tree with its roots down deep, accessing underground sources of water, is not bothered by heat or drought. Its leaves are constantly green. Similarly, when you're consistent, it's because your roots are going down deep. When you're consistent, it's because you're not bothered by what's going on the surface, by circumstances. When you're consistent, even during times which are lean, those who are devotees, those who are God-centered, are not just going to get by. They're not just going to survive. They're going to prosper. They're going to thrive. This kind of unflappability comes from knowing Krishna is bigger than any challenge I'm facing. What it is that's coming against me came not to stay, but it came to pass. It's not permanent. In the 33rd verse of the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, O son of Partha, that determination which is unbreakable, which is sustained by steadfastness, by yogic practice, and which thus controls the activities of the mind, life, and senses, is that determination in the mode of goodness. Prabhupada says elsewhere, we are searching after a friend to give us peace and tranquility. That friend is Krishna or God. When you are steadfast, when you are immovable in your connection with Krishna, you're going to see Krishna's blessings in spite of what's going on around you. What am I saying? Your ability will be released by your stability. We all have so much potential inside. However, that potential will only be released when Krishna is able to trust you. What it is that you will do with the talents and gifts that he gave you in the first place. Krishna is understandably not going to show his favor to those who are going around upset all of the time. In the fifth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, 10th through 12th verses, Krishna says to Arjuna, a selfless man who has renounced the fruits of his actions attains peace, born of steadfastness. But the man who is not selfless and who is led by desire is attached to the fruit and therefore bound hand and foot. The main reason why people do not fulfill their destiny, why success constantly eludes them, no matter how talented they may be, is because they are not stable in their moods. Our gifts may take us someplace, but it's our character that will keep us there. Above all qualities, Krishna values tesham, satada, yuktanam, bhajata, priti, purvakam. Krishna values stability, consistency. That means he withholds his blessings from those who are high on the mountaintop for 2 weeks and then down in the valley for 3 months. He withholds his blessings from those who chant 16 rounds one day and then the next day they don't chant any rounds. Have you ever heard anyone say that if it wasn't for bad luck, they'd have no luck at all? Isn't it unfortunate? Our first response to the storms of life is all too often the mistaken belief that God has abandoned us. I have another thought. What if Krishna or God is even more present in the midst of the storm than he was without the storm? I have another thought. What if Krishna sent the storm in order to test our faith? I heard a story during World War II. Edward R. Murrow, the famous newscaster, reported during the toughest moment of the war, he saw a sign tacked onto the side of a church in England. It was a crudely lettered sign which read, "If during the bombings your knees knock, then you can steady your knees by kneeling down on the ground." Let's learn to stay consistently happy, consistently grateful, consistently friendly. Consistency is one of the great keys to victory, not living by what we feel, but by what we know. That state of being called calm delight. It's not a good idea to get real excited, to get real high, to get wound up to an emotional peak. Why? Because as high as you go, you'll go the same degree lower. What goes up will go down. The ability, Prabhupada says, to overcome unsteadiness is called steadfastness. In Sanskrit, the word is dati. When one is fully qualified and yet is humble and gentle, when one is able to maintain one's balance both in sorrow and in joy, one has the opulence, Prabhupada says, of stability or sama. Do you know people who live for vacation time? They're happy for 2 weeks a year and then distress when they have to go back to work. Do you know people who live for the weekend, simply clock their time Monday through Friday, waiting to burst out the office door Friday afternoon, drag themselves forlornly back to work Monday morning? Do you know people who live for a big event, for the ball game? Can I ask you to stay neither up on the mountain nor down in the valley, but in the middle? When this temple in Spanish Fork opened almost exactly 20 years ago, we're going to have the 20th anniversary celebration on Sunday, June the 20th, from 5 to 9 p.m. We had about 5,000 people come for the opening. Everybody was full of happiness and expectation. It was Equal Mormons. We had Anutuma come. We had Badri Narayan come. We had the future governor as one of our keynote speakers, Gary Herbert. Orrin Hatch, the senator, had come. Dinesh Patel was also another of our speakers. So many people were so happy for us. There was such a feeling of elation. And I remember not being particularly elated. Of course, I was happy. I was fulfilled. But I was also quite aware that now that we have this platform, the most beautiful and the only Rajasthani-style temple in all of America, the road ahead was going to be a lot more full of responsibility and burdens than anything we'd experienced up to that point in time. I was happy as I was at the opening of the temple. I wasn't over the top. I wasn't euphoric. I wasn't delirious. I was very sober, thinking on Monday morning, we're going to get tourists. We're going to have the buffet open. We're going to have to cook, receiving tourists and visitors, giving tours, organizing festivals on a much, much bigger scale than anything that we had done before. So my mood was in the middle. The whole purpose of chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, we're asking the Lord for service. So I knew on June 23rd, 2001, that the Lord had answered my prayers in spades. Founder, the chanting of Hare Krishna 500 years ago in India. It was a whole nother level. It was a challenge, but we're still here. We're still functioning. There's still a smile on our face now, 20 years later. Krishna wants you to have goals and objectives in life, but he wants you to enjoy the journey. He wants you to enjoy every day. The drive to work, the park that's nearby with all the greenery, with the lake view, freshly mown grass. He wants you to make a decision to enjoy. Do not make the mistake of living only for the big events of life. Today is a big event that you got up this morning, that the sun rose to bathe the earth in its light is a big deal. The fact that I'm taking breath miraculously is a big deal. Some of you are up and down. Some of you are hard to get along with. You keep blaming on circumstances, on how someone is treating you, on how you feel. We're asking you today, by faith, to put a smile on your face, by faith, to stop making excuses, and by faith, start taking responsibility. We all have mornings when we get up and we tend towards the blahs. Are we going to let those feelings dictate what kind of a day we're going to have? Let's rule over them and choose in advance to be in a good mood. When things come against you as a devotee, you should be smiling like a duck above water. It's calm, placid, and serene, even seems to have a smile on its face. But underwater, what you can't see is he's paddling like crazy. He's paddling feverishly. To go around with all your problems written on your face, with your corners of your mouth turned down as if you just ate a lemon, in a sour mood does not make anything better. It makes it worse. I have another suggestion. The worry, the stress, the pressure. Turn it over to Krishna. He can handle it. Don't let it steal your joy. Say, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. Lord, you are in control. You will turn it around in your good time. And if I keep in faith, continue to put you first place, chant my rounds faithfully, offer my food to you as prasadam, then I'm not only not depressed, but I'm excited that when these challenges come to an end, you'll bring me out better off than I was before they started. Heard a story of a preacher. Once he vacationed on a remote island in the Pacific. This island was famous for its population of nightingales. Fortunately, the week that he was there, the weather turned ugly. He was unsure because of the stormy weather whether he would be able to see any of these nightingale creatures that he especially loved and had taken time off to come for. And one night, near the end of his vacation, he was sitting near an open window when he heard the delightful melody of a nightingale singing. He was oblivious to the rain, the wind, the cold, just exulting in a tiny sliver of light which had made him visible. The preacher was so galvanized and so inspired by that single moment that he wrote these words, "I do not expect to listen to anything so sweet and thrilling again until I hear the angels sing in glory. The Lord of that nightingale is the same loving Lord whom I serve. In spite of darkness, storm, or thorns, he always provides some ray of light and gives a song to sing in the night." Do not allow yourself to destabilize. God is still on his throne, no matter what faces this. He's still got you in the palm of his hand. Stay on the offensive. Don't get rocked back on your heels. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The best way to show your trust in Krishna is to stop looking at your problems and start looking at your God. Stand firm. Don't get upset. Don't lose your peace. That's your faith at work, paving the way to Krishna to turn things around in your favor. The moment that you feel discouragement, despair knocking on the door, shake it off and say, "No, I'm going to manage my feelings. I'm not going to go there." It is said, be realistic, not idealistic. For instance, if you find that you have to work late unexpectedly, think that Krishna's in control. You may have the blahs on a particular morning when you get up. Think instead that this is a day the Lord has made. If you go through a disappointment, a door slams in your face, think Krishna has a bigger and better door open for me down the road. Be realistic, not idealistic. We live in an imperfect world with imperfect people. Do not set yourself up for disappointment by expecting everything in this world to be perfect. You can't expect your spouse to be perfect. You can't expect everything to turn out your way on your timetable. You need to be able to put it on the altar and say, "Lord, these are my plans for the upcoming days. But whatever happens, my trust is fixed at your lotus feet. Whatever happens, I'm going to stay in faith." As friendly and as good looking as you may be, there'll always be some people who are not going to like you. Prabhupada said, in this world, we don't have to go out of our way to make enemies. Even being saintly and peaceful and friendly to all living beings, still people will dislike us. Still people will want to do us harm. Still people will try to discredit us. Just like the nature of the dog is to bark, that without any fault, the dog comes up and barks at you. In trying times, the opportunity is to grow, to make and mold your character and come up to a higher level. Stability is a sign of spiritual maturity. I'm asking you today, let's not live by how we feel. Let's live deeper than that. Act by what we know. We know that God is in control, that Krishna has a great plan for our lives, and we know that his power is greater than any other power. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We close today by sharing the story of a small lad who was playing in the deck of a large ship when a huge storm arose. Most of the passengers were immediately gripped by the power of fear and anxiety. They began to run hither and thither. They cautioned the young lad to seek safety, but he continued to play on deck and enjoy himself. One of the adults shouted out, "Little boy, don't you know what's happening? We're in the midst of a terrifying storm." The small lad calmly responded, "Yes, I'm aware of the storm. However, I'm not afraid because my father is the captain of the ship." Will you resolve with me today that you're going to live on an even keel? That you're going to live equipoise? You're going to enjoy your life knowing that God is on his throne, got you in the palm of his hands. I'm not going to get too low, Lord, nor am I going to get too high, Lord. I'm not going to live on the mountaintop of euphoria, nor am I going to descend into the valley of depression. I'm going to stay in the middle. I'm going to pitch my tent in the area of calm delight. I'm going to shake off negative thoughts and negative feelings. I'm going to be done with the roller coaster mentality each and every day and decide in advance I'm going to have a great day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. No matter how friendly you are, no matter how much good you do, no matter how good looking you are, somebody will not like you. Circumstances can turn stormy in a moment. People can betray you over the drop of a hat. And when that happens, there'll be the temptation to be ruled by your emotions, to be reflexive, to get down on their level, to give in to your feelings. But it is up to us as devotees, as God-conscious, God-centered living beings to resist and manage those temptations. Decide beforehand, whatever doesn't work out today, or however somebody treats me or mistreats me, it's not going to change my attitude. I'm not going to lose my joy if I get stuck in traffic. I'm not going to get stressed if I don't get all my work done. I'm not going to have my day ruined if someone criticizes me. Determine with me today to be consistently happy, consistently grateful, consistently in a good mood. If you'll learn to be a little down when times are up and a little up when times are down, you will know a calm delight, an unshakable happiness, an immovable confidence wherever you go. Even in the storms of life, when all about you are wailing in hopelessness and despair, you, the devotee, will keep moving forward, sometimes with the wind, sometimes against the wind, but always moving forward, always sailing steadily back to home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.